A new UN report on the humanitarian crimes in Sudan's western region of Darfur does not accuse Sudan or its proxy militias of genocide. Many observers have accused them of that over the last year. But the report does recommend how to prosecute those responsible for mass killings and rape. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, this may lead to another dispute between the U.S. and members of the UN Security Council.
Sudanese officials were quick to welcome the report for, in their words, exonerating the government of Sudan. The UN Commission said it found no evidence that there was any genocidal intent in Darfur. But the lengthy report released last night does catalog grave crimes and says some individuals may be held responsible for genocide. It kept the names of suspects sealed and recommended that the International Criminal Court take the lead in prosecuting crimes against humanity. That has put the Bush administration in an awkward position. It's been taking a lead on highlighting atrocities in Darfur, but it opposes the ICC. Speaking at the United Nations last evening, the acting U.S. representative to the UN, Ann Patterson, spoke of other credible options.
The important issue for us is accountability for the perpetrators of these acts, and there are various options on the table. Probably some in addition to those contained in the Secretary General's report, and we'll be looking at that closely.
While allies in Europe and most members of the Security Council believe the Darfur war crimes are tailor-made for the ICC, officials in Washington say they don't want to legitimize the court. The Bush administration has been lobbying instead to have the UN create a tribunal based in Tanzania that builds off the infrastructure of the Rwanda tribunal. Others counter that it's a costly way of prosecuting war crimes and that the ICC, the world's first permanent war crimes tribunal, was established to avoid the need to constantly set up ad hoc courts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.